Now, boys and girls, over this last 2 weeks, we've thought about how the Lord converted that man, Saul of Tarsus, how he made him to be a follower of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then, of course, how Saul of Tarsus was to change his name and become the great Apostle Paul and go and preach the gospel throughout the whole wide world. Now, as we said last week, of course, while God was doing all that with Saul, or with the man who was to become known as Paul, the work of the gospel was going on in other places as well. It was going on in other ways, and it was going on by others that the Lord had chosen to be his servants and to be his apostles as well. And in fact, during that time, something very, very important took place as far as the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is concerned. In Acts chapter 9, that's the chapter where we're told about Paul being converted, we're also told how Peter was going around and he was preaching, and he was doing many wonderful works, many miracles, in fact, to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then when we come into Acts chapter 10, we're told first of all about a man whose name was Cornelius. Now Cornelius was a Roman soldier, which means of course he wasn't a Jew, he was a Gentile. But although he was a Gentile, he was one who had come to believe on the Lord God of Israel. He was what was called a God-fearer. And of course he worshipped the Lord God and he praised the Lord God of Israel. Now, we're told that one day while Cornelius was praying to God, God spoke to him, God sent a messenger, and God said, in fact, that he was to send to a place called Joppa, and he was asked to ask for a man called Simon Peter, and Peter would come to the home of Cornelius then, and Peter would tell him some great things that he needed to know. So Cornelius heard the voice of God, he obeyed what God said, and he sent off two messengers to tell Peter to come to his home. Then we're told about Peter, and we're told about how Peter was staying in the house of a man called Simon. He lived at Joppa, which was by the seaside. And it must have been, perhaps the dinner was a bit late, because the Bible tells us that Simon Peter was hungry. And so what he did while he was waiting for the dinner to be served, he went up onto the flat roof of the house. You remember the houses in those days, most of them had flat roofs where the people went sometimes and sat. And Peter went up onto the flat roof of the house of Simon the tanner, and there he began to sleep. He fell asleep. And in fact, it says while he was sleeping, he fell into a trance, very, very deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he had a dream, and he dreamed that he saw a great big white sheet coming down from heaven. And inside the sheet were all kinds of animals, all kinds of animals. And he heard a voice saying, "Peter, rise up and eat." Now in that sheet, Peter saw that there were some animals that he wasn't allowed to eat because he was a Jew, because there were some animals that Jews weren't allowed to eat. And so Peter said, "No, Lord," he said, "I can't eat those things. It's not right for me to eat those things." But then the voice of God said, "Peter, what I have cleaned, you are permitted, you can eat." And then he woke up. And then the messengers came. And the messengers came from Cornelius and told Peter that Cornelius wanted to see him. And of course the Lord told Peter to go and to speak to Cornelius. Now off he went on the journey. And then you have a tremendous thing told to us. It says that as Peter went into the house of Cornelius, Cornelius said, "We're all here waiting to hear what you have to say. Speak on." That's a tremendous thing. They were all there in that house, and they were all just eager to hear the word of God. One of the greatest things, boys and girls, that we can have in our hearts and our minds is a desire to hear what God has to say in his word. And so Cornelius says, "We're all here gathered together. We want to hear the word of God. So tell us the word of God." And so Peter began to preach the gospel. He told them how God knew that all men were sinners, but that he sent Jesus Christ into the world so that Christ would die for sinners. And whoever believed in the name of Jesus Christ for the salvation of their sins, then that person would be saved from their sins. And as Peter told them all that, the Bible then tells us that they believed that Jesus was the Savior indeed, and they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and they became true Christians. Now you see why it's so important. You remember when Christ, before he went back to heaven, he told the disciples that they were going to be witnesses to him. Now do you remember that word? He said, "You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, and then to the uttermost parts of the earth." And they had preached the gospel, first of all, to the Jews in the city of Jerusalem, and then to those places round about the city of Jerusalem. And then you remember how they went up to Samaria, and they preached the gospel there as well. And now you see they were preaching the gospel to those who weren't Jews, to those who were Gentiles. And so Christ had come to die for Jews and for Gentiles. The Bible says that God so loved the world, men and women in the whole wide world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And when Peter saw that sheet let down, all of those animals, some of them he wasn't allowed to touch or he wasn't allowed to eat. And the Lord said, "No, that's not the way of things anymore." What God was really was this, that it doesn't matter if you're a Jew, a Gentile, or whatever. If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, then I accept you as clean. I forgive you for your sins, and you are received by me. So it's very, very important, boys and girls. In Acts chapter 10, now you have the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ going out, as it were, into all the world, to men and women, doesn't matter if they're Jews or Gentiles or whatever, Scottish or Irish or Welsh or English or whatever, whoever believes in Jesus Christ as their Savior, that person is saved from all their sins. So while God was working with Saul of Tarsus, God was also working away in other places with other men as well in the gospel.